Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 4th of February 2025. Today's topic is Curious Gentile Conversions. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48. 34 Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Verse 36 The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 40. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Verse 44 While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" Verse 48 And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 10 verse 43. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. In 1956, five young missionaries had a vision of bringing the gospel of Christ to the extremely violent Waldani tribe of Ecuador. The mission outreach was codenamed Operation Orca. The savage people brutally speared the brave missionaries to death almost at first contact. Through sheer persistence and faith, some family members of the martyrs later moved in to live among the Waldani. Love, grace and prayer won in the end as Kimo and Minke, two of the murderers, accepted Christ. Years later, Steve Saint, son of Nate Saint, one of the men of Operation Orca, was baptized by Kimo. Steve's story is told in the feature film, End of the Spear. Peter's mission in Joppa was to introduce Cornelius, a total Gentile, to Christ's saving grace. His ministry was a testament to God's love and willingness to save whosoever would believe in Christ. Christians should not give up on anyone nor doubt God's power to save the worst of sinners. God wants all men to be saved. He wants to use you as his agent for that purpose. Are you willing? Quote for the day. God wants all men to be saved. The challenge for today is, God's love reaches the ends of the earth. Prayer. Make me an instrument of your grace, dear Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.